16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And fasten your seatbelts, arts fans, because there's a lot to talk about here. Joining me in the studio are Melissa Marconi-Wenzel. She's the director of the Sitka Health Summit and a familiar voice on Raven
morning,
Radio.
Mama.
Good morning, Melissa. Sarah Laurie is the director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. She's here as well. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
And Martha Pearson, who's the director of health promotion at Search, is here as well. Hi, Martha.
Good morning.
And Melissa, we're just going to go down this chute right in order. I mean, you have we're going to be talking about partnerships today in health and the arts, and it's really kind of exciting and interesting. We've got something coming up just this Friday. The Health Summit and the Greater Sitka Arts Council are sort of putting their heads and their talents and their pocketbooks together at the Homeport Eatery, right?
Well, there's a lot going on in Sitka around innovative health partnerships. And the first thing that's happening that I'm hoping people can put on their radar is this Friday, the 13th at Homeport Eatery, the Greater Sitka Arts Council and the Sitka Health Summit are collaborating on an innovative and exciting art health exhibit and auction, and I'd love it if Sarah could talk a bit about that.
Yeah, Sarah, have artists responded to this challenge?
Yes, they have, actually. We have about 20 artists who have submitted pieces for the show, and it's around the theme or working with the idea, what does personal or community wellness mean to me? So, very broad and can be interpreted in a variety of ways. We have all different kinds of mediums, and mostly two-dimensional, though, but in different mediums. I think it's going to be really exciting and really fun for me and Melissa to curate and put all the pieces together so that it tells a story about the community and health. And, it's just been really neat to partner with Melissa, and great to see the response from the artists, too.
And we're all going to be walking by there anyway, because it's Friday is the gallery walk.
Yes,
right?
Well, I hope you'll be walking by there. Yes, it's the it's the annual spring art walk. So a number of galleries and businesses will be open late, and on offer is usually nibbles and wine and music, and then new and different exciting artworks for people to come and look at. So that's from 5 to 8 p.m. And there's a whole roster of different places that will be open for that.
And is the event at the Homeport, it's a fundraiser for the Health Summit and for the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Right.
Is it a live auction or silent auction? How will that work?
Well, it's going to be a silent auction. The kickoff is on Friday during the art walk, 5 to 8 p.m. at Homeport. So that's when there's going to be nibbles and some music and lots of fun folks walking around looking at art. That's going to be great. There's going to be an opportunity to bid in the silent auction for 1 week through the following Friday. After that, the auction closes, but the art is going to be on display for over a month.
Oh, all right.
Right, so that the artists have contributed all this time and energy and creativity into creating or finding these art pieces that reflect their relationship to health. We want to make sure that the community has an opportunity to really experience that with them. So it's a fundraiser for both our organizations. That's the auction part, but we're hoping it just enriches our cultural experience. That's the exhibit part.
Okay. This Friday at the Homeport Eatery during the whole art walk, Arty Gras event. And you've asked artists to envision what health means to them. And you're also asking, you're asking the community to envision what health looks like to them. That's what Martha is here for. The Health Summit and Search are also pulling together another partnership called MAP.
You might have heard about the community MAP. We had a training in January for it. And MAP is, it stands for Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnerships, but you don't need to remember that. That is not important. What is important is that it is a very broad community health assessment process. It is going to run through September, and the intent is to engage as many Sitkins as possible around the question of how can we improve our community health? What does that mean? What does a healthy Sitka look like? and how do we get there? And it's is through a grant from ANTHC that is running through SEARCH, and it's a really exciting partnership that is really essentially a partnership with the entire community. And Martha, I think, can speak a bit more to it.
Yeah, sure. How and why can you involve the public in this? I mean, isn't that what we pay you to do, Martha?
That's a great question, Rob. If you ask five people what health means to them, you'll pretty much get five different answers. And so the intent of this project is to take that exercise and, you know, broaden it to really try to include as many factors of the community as you can. When you think about health, some people just associate that with going to SEARCH or going to the Sitka Community Hospital, going to their local provider. And that's one part of it. But health is so much more than that. It's the ability to be inspired by art. It's the ability to know that you have good food to eat and places to exercise and play. So it's really so much more complex than that. And this map process will take several months. And we're so grateful to be partnering with the Sitka Health Summit because they are such a centrally located health organization that can really lead this charge and invite everybody's input to what does health mean to them? What would you like to see happen in the next 5 years? What does a healthy community look like to you? And then any organization in Sitka can have wonderful information of how to best reach the people they want to serve and do a better job.
And there are some events planned, Melissa, but they just haven't been pinned down yet.
Well, the core to this process is four assessments. So looking at health from different angles, collecting different kinds of information. Some of that information is going to be data, you know, that we would depict on a graph. Other parts of the informational sphere are going to be talking to people, finding out their perceptions about health, what it means to be healthy, and how can we get there. Lots of different data. So keep an eye out, keep an ear open for opportunities to be involved over the coming months in those assessments. But there is going to be a big old community kickoff and visioning session happening next month, and we'll have a really hard and fast date and location for you in the next couple of days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will there be healthy snacks?
Lots of healthy snacks, lots of art, lots of music, lots of community brainstorming around what we would like this community to look like in 5 years and how can we work together to get there. What's so inspiring for me about the map is that it's focused on community organizations and individuals finding common purpose and figuring out what's the best way that we can really work together? So we're not in our own little isolated corners, but we're a community crafting a vision and working towards that vision. And that's where you, the public, that's where you come in every step of the way. So we're hoping you'll be a part of it.
All right. So much is in orbit around the Sitka Health Summit. I mean, even as you're seated here today, you've got Sarah and Martha.
Amazing ladies.
On either side of you. Remind us about the Sitka Community Health Summit and some of the initiatives and just the core work of the Health Summit before we have to go.
Well, I think the art health exhibit and auction and the community assessment process, the map, both reflect the Health Summit's core mission or core vision, which is to really support community conversations around health and wellness. For the past 8 years, we've held Planning Day, which is an opportunity for community members to come together, brainstorm health improvement projects that they could achieve within 1 year, and choose two and start working on them. That's a visioning process that we hold every year. But we're also looking at other opportunities to create these partnerships and collaborations, some of which may not be usual kinds of collaborations you'd expect, art and health. That's a little more unusual. How do we really foster real honest conversations around health and wellness and how as a community we can work to improve that? So Planning Day is our, you know, I think what people usually associate with us, but there's so much more that we're going to be doing in this coming year, and I hope you stay tuned.
All right. It's going on all the time.
Going on all the time. Health is going on all the time, and
okay.
We are too.
All right, to get started, to start seeing some of these connections in action, it's going to be the Health Summit and Greater Sitka Arts Council I don't know. What's the name? Healthy Art Exhibit? What's
the Art of Health.
The Art of Health. Okay, that's great. At the Homeport Eatery, Sarah, mm-hmm. right?
Yep,
starts at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 to 8 p.m.
All right, and keep your eye out for the map planning process.
Mm-hmm. The map. It's a road map.
The road
to
map.
To community health.
keep an eye out and an ear out because you're going to want the public's involvement.
Yes, we will.
And that, and we'll keep an eye on you, Melissa Marconi-Wenzel, the director of the Sitka Health Summit, who's sort of turning the wheel on all this. Sarah Laurie is the director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Thanks for coming in, Sarah.
Thank you.
Martha Pearson is the director of health promotion at SEARCH. Thanks very much.
And can I mention, contact me, director at sitkahealthsummitak.org, or give me a call, 738-0462.
All right. Thanks very much,
Thank
Melissa.
Thank you.